This is Sports Today on 882 6PR.
Yeah, Brad and Calf, yesloans.com.au, just gone 23 past 6 in beautiful Western Australia. Not so good for the Fremantle Dockers on Friday night. Their coach joins us, Ross Lyon. G'day, Roscoe.
G'day, Brad.
A little unusual territory. First loss for the year. You've had a couple of days to analyse and digest it. What did you come up with?
Yeah, not ideal, is it? Mm-hmm. Well, Richmond played very well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we fought back in the second half and probably could have got a little bit closer, but they really steadied and went away with it, really.
That's the best I've ever seen Richmond play, Ross. And, you know, one thing that was down was just your overall disposal efficiency, wasn't it? I mean, down to around 67%, which is below what you've been averaging this season.
Yeah, their pressure was good. Look, I didn't think we spread the ball very well, particularly on a big ground. Normally we spread the ball a lot better and make teams defend a little bit more. We didn't kick the ball a lot. So, but, you know, they jumped us. We really made some really fundamental defensive errors early. Because, I mean, even early, it was 8 entries, 8 goals. So, look, they deserve to get what they... You get what you deserve and we got what we deserve. So it's a sharp reminder that, you know, we need to work together really well. We need to stick to our principles and... you know, otherwise you get rocked pretty quickly in this competition.
Mate, I obviously sit in a box not far from you on the same wing there. I just didn't see the same run. Did you sense that? That your boys, you know, you talked about that spread, but there didn't seem to be the same run that I'd seen from, you know, the various weeks before.
Well, I think when the other team's been proactive and winning the ball well, you always look a little bit slow and a bit reactive. So, and then that scoreboard pressure sort of mounts really quickly. We got one back and then they went bang, bang again. So, and then, but towards the end of the first, look, I just thought they played very well. And look, we're not a perfect team. It doesn't exist. And we had a couple of challenges. But look, we're still in really good shape, win loss wise. We're obviously, well, our reviews are very consistent. Today's been identical to what it was last week. And the next couple of days, we've got a long week. So, we get a good opportunity to get the training minutes up and practice really our football and how we want to play. So it's an ideal time for that to happen.
Every game, every team has to deal with injuries. But Michael Johnson, did that throw you out of kilter a little bit? And obviously he's on the sidelines for 10 weeks. So we're just wondering, was that a Nick Riewoldt or a Josh Gibson type injury? Or
yeah, look, Nick Riewoldt was severe. Nick Riewoldt tore his hamstring, turned it in half. So I'm not that technical on it. They're saying, you know, whatever has been released today, 8 to 10 weeks, just as a broad. We think we'll know more over the next few days when you get a good gauge on their strength as to what end of the spectrum it is. So if his strength's really well, it should be a quicker return, but we'll sort of work through that. But look, he's a significant player, so it's the one area we've been challenged him for injury with Dawson and Silvani having their issues, but Alex Pearce becomes available. And I thought Clark and Tabernacle went back there and were quite good. I think what we weren't, we're pretty slow with the ball in our D50 and held ourselves up, and we haven't been getting the bounce out that we have in the past few weeks. So that's something we'll work on this week.
Yeah, and look, when those other blokes, Tabata and Clark and even Pav, were playing forward, you just couldn't get the volume of marks, could you? I think it was 7 to 14 inside 50, and in the end, the percentage when you're shooting at 44% on 45 entries, you had it more times inside 50, Ross, but just couldn't get the shots.
Yeah, correct. I mean, we put it in from outside 70 a fair bit, but our penetration wasn't that great, but I thought we really fell down badly at our half-forward line. Mm. That's where they got most of their ball, the Tigers. If you know, I've got the stats in front of me. Like, they're up there, and they retained it a lot at their defensive mid. So they got back on us a little bit. We didn't use it very well. Played straight-line footy. And then from there, because they haven't had the chase that much to get it, then they looked super quick. I think there was a bit of that in it. So it's been a strength for the year, but we're a bit slow with it, a bit straight line. So you get what you deserve in that respect.
Pav clearly didn't have his best night at the office along with others, but were you surprised that some of your fans seemed to jeer him when he took a mark in the middle of the ground? Did you get upset about that sort of thing?
Well, I didn't hear it, and so I'm not that aware of that. I'd be pretty surprised if anyone jeered Pav as a Fremantle member or Well, Fan, that would surprise me greatly.
I made the comment that in the broadcast, you know, when he dropped those couple that he would have, you know, probably normally taken on the chest. Well, no, the couple early, but then there was one in the centre, Ross, I don't know whether you remember it, where he sort of, he should have had his arms out in front of him because normally he's, you know, just that confident and he'll just clunk it. But he sort of tried to take a chest mark and he just looked like he lost his confidence, that's all.
Yeah, well, confidence. What's confidence? Confidence is just a feeling.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's not an action confidence, and confidence is nice to have, but you don't need it. All you need to do is deliver the action. So, do you know what I mean? Everyone talks about confidence, but you can't go and buy it. It's delivered on, comes from action. So, and that's why we'll build some confidence from training hard this week and delivering it. So, look, I don't give Pav a second thought, really. I mean, as a forward, you know, Carl, you live and die by what Brad does running out of the back six, don't you?
Yeah, but people
are those torps. So.
Sorry to cut you off, but people are trying to tell me that he's injured, he's playing injured. I said, well, I don't think he is injured. I mean, you know, you can't play well every week. I mean, you'd like to, but some blokes can't do it.
What, play well every week? He's
hardest thing in the world, isn't it, to play well every week?
He's only the greatest player that's played for the clubs.
Yeah,
look, he'll be... I think we've got bigger things to worry about after the weekend than Matthew Pavlich's form.
You seem to have great belief in that halftime. I must admit I did too. Because you stuck with your plan and it nearly came through. I mean, you got within two or three kicks every time and they seemed to find one. But
changed it up a bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same.
Yeah.
We made some significant changes, really. Walters went to full forward. We changed some things up around the stoppages, made them more accountable. There was some, from our end, what we thought were more significant changes. It mightn't have seemed obvious, but, and I think it worked pretty well after half time. I think they had 15 entries to 25, I think. So we gave ourselves a chance. I thought straight after half time, we had three shots that you should nail, really. Subin, Walters, and there was another shot. And we just needed a bit more reward early. I thought we'd come at him a bit, even in the last. I mean, in the first minute, that ball just skids away from Walters in the goal square. With 12 minutes to go, it was 20 points, and we had opportunities. So I thought our lads did well to hang in there. And you can lose and go forward, or you can lose and go backwards. And I thought if we had a blown out and laid down, well, we would have gone backwards as a footy team, but I lost no respect for our group at all. I was really pleased with the way they fought on.
Gold Coast this week, obviously the obvious one, Michael comes out, but any other perceived changes perhaps, or anybody else coming into the frame who's played well with Peel?
Oh, I went down to Peel. It was a fantastic game. Gee, it was a ripping game. 17 goals to 18 and played in great spirit. And both teams exhausted at the end of the game, so right to the end. And it was a ripping game, and some of our young draftees were super. Weller. And Blakely, Matty DeBoer, the seniors, and Mazungu and Hannah were really good. And Max Duffy sort of stepped up. So there's some really good signs down there. But we'll get to that. What I've learned is if you don't fix your own footy, so we'll deliver on our own football this week early, and we'll get to the Gold Coast and the team later in the week.
Couple of contract extensions today, no surprises with Aaron. John O'Griffin was an interesting one. DeBoer's been always figured in your thinking. Griffin, he hasn't really been in the line of thinking, it appears anyway, in face value for a little while now.
Oh, I really rate John. Last year, off his ACL, it was really difficult for him. He had a bit of the frozen knee, so to speak. He's worked in. He took a while to come to Hanover summer, but he's in really good form, and we know he's a number one. And Clark, number one ruckman's. Aaron's pretty unique, isn't he? So Aaron's not going on forever, and we haven't had an injury there yet. So, we just love having him on our list, and he'll play some senior footy for us this year, and I have great faith in John. So, I mean, they're hard to find, really good ruckman. We've got, three or four of them.
One of your fans, Tom Leeming's, just SMS'd me in here, mate. He says, is there any chance David Mundy could play down back in the coming weeks and you could bring Connor Blakely into the midfield because we've got depth through there?
Yeah, and look, he played centre-half back in his early days, David Mundy, so I'd rather that than him running around on the whippets. So, yeah, that's something when the cupboard's bare we could go to. Look, he's a handy midfielder, but Connor Blakely's really growing and... you know, Matty De Boer and Tendai. So it's not as silly as it sounds. He we'll use him there at some point, no doubt.
Ross, thanks for your time. Look forward to the game against the Gold Coast Suns on the weekend.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Kyle. Good to talk to you.
Ross Lyon there from the Fremantle Dockers. First defeat for them in season 2015.